Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all shirts all sparkly, spanky clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Beatles, music, wine, and then lube up and get on top.
The glory hole's like a dick theater. I've imagined your friends.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love. Hello, podcast listeners. I mixed it up again this week.
Every week.
I know. This is Mrs. Adam.
And this is Mr. Adam.
Welcome back to another By the By.
Yes. And if you're listening for the dollop, you have tuned into the wrong station. But please stick around.
Yeah, they're going to be here shortly.
I know.
So excited.
All right. Anyway, enough about other people's podcasts.
Yes, yes. So we are joined this evening by a special guest. It is...
A very special guest.
The gentleman.
Ooh. The hello. Gentleman. Yeah.
Yeah.
The gentleman.
Yeah.
Say hello.
Hello.
As you can hear, he is he's from Ireland, clearly.
Irish, yeah.
Top of the
Irish word. Descent, that's true. The, oh,
wow, I've painted myself into a corner now.
I'm waiting to see where you're going to go.
Damn it. So let's go back to his name. I can make fun of the name for a little while.
The Gentleman.
The Gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
He's both gentle and a man.
And manly.
And in this case, one of those things is not true. We'll let you decide. By the way, when I look at that, I'm talking to the podcasters, the people inside the microphone. Hello, people inside the
yes,
microphone.
Okay.
And when I talk to you, I'll be looking at you.
Okay.
We determined early on that we could not sit next, neither one of us could sit next to him, and he could not be allowed to sit next
it's
to either
Spanish
one of us.
It's the Spanish Inquisition. I'm sitting on one end of the table with the bright lights in my eyes. Talk, damn it!
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be the Irish Inquisition if you're from Ireland?
It's Irish.
Yes.
Yes, true.
Talk, damn it!
Spaniards never invaded Ireland, did they?
So far. But nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition. Oh, this is great. I like this. I've already lost my train of thought.
So the gentleman for everyone out there is a single male.
That we found on the street.
Yes.
I was cold, begging for money.
You got more than money, honey.
I got the money shot.
Ooh.
So yeah, he's a single male in the lifestyle.
Yeah.
And so we wanted to have him on to talk a little bit just about that, about being a single male in the dating world and in the dating couples world. So
yeah, we got bunches of questions. Well, she's got bunches of questions. I have,
ooh,
you know, random ramblings from the Spanish Inquisition part of this game.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right.
So let's start with, you've been in long-term relationships before.
Yes.
Were any of those open relationships?
No.
Okay.
No, I haven't. I've never been in an open relationship.
Okay. Is it something that interests you?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you want to be?
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
So how long have you been in the lifestyle, let's say, as far as seeing couples and
okay. Probably about 2.5 years now.
Okay.
And so I was in a relationship for 10 years. And then once that ended, I started branching out. looking for what I wanted.
Mm.
Yeah, so about 2.5 years. And I've been, you know, getting on Tinder. I started off on Tinder and dating single girls. But then a few bad experiences after that. And I met a lovely couple and I've been wanting to do that ever since. I don't think I've actually dated a single girl since I was introduced to couples.
So was a couple something that you sought out or did it happen accidentally?
No, I don't think it was something that I sought out. But I got onto one of the websites and there was a couple that just sort of liked me and said hello and struck up a conversation and they wanted a threesome. I'd never had a threesome before. So I thought, well, why not? Let's do this. Let's try that out. And it was awesome. And it was the sex was good, but the relationship that they had, I was just envious of, and I wanted to see more of that. So, yeah, I mean, they were great.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I was lucky, I suppose, that I had that good experience to begin with.
Yeah.
And that just set me set me on that journey, and I wanted to follow that path then.
But it makes you wonder, though. I mean, we've spent a lot of time with you, and your attitude tends to always be a positive. You're always, I mean,
yeah.
I think that's one of the reasons that she and I are both drawn to you is that you have a positive outlook on life. You don't see the negatives, or at least you don't point them out immediately.
No, it's you're having too much fun seeing the positives. Why not?
Yeah, so I think that could be part of the good experience. I think a lot of people will have...
Yeah,
but if you're looking for the good, then...
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, then
you're gonna find
hopefully
it.
You attract the good, yeah.
That's true as well.
Yeah. Mm. So how did you go from meeting that couple? Did you then see that couple more times than the once?
No.
So it was just the one time thing?
Just the one time, yeah. I think it was their first time as well, which I think sort of helped. I wasn't as...
Yeah.
I mean,
I was
extremely nervous to begin with in any case. But then it being their first time as well, they were too. So it was like, okay, well, that's all right. We're all here to do this. Let's just do this, you know? And, yeah, it was... It was, but I left that experience just, I was buzzing. It was just so great.
Mm.
But I was, just like I said before, I was just envious of the relationship that they had. And I was like, man, why couldn't I find that? If I had that to begin with, maybe, you know, maybe it would have gone differently. But
I think all of us, though, that come from broken relationships are, you know, if only I had the person I have now, kind of, you know, or if only I had that kind of person.
Or even if I was the same kind of person then that I am now.
But I think that's also where the positive attitude comes from too, because like at the end of the relationship I was really down and it wasn't a happy place to be, and then coming out of that and seeing what was on offer, so to speak, I'm just like, oh man. Really?
That's awesome.
So much to look forward
to. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I haven't lost anything. I've gained everything.
A whole
everything.
New world. I'm just imagining this mashup of Let It Go and A Whole New World where you're walking down a street and every time you turn around and look back, you let it go,
that's exactly
new
it.
World
yeah.
with new fans. Great. Sorry. I'll try to tone down the Disney stuff. I've been, you know, yelled at for Yoda rapping.
Ooh, now I'm thinking about Elsa.
Man, that's one girl that I would really think is not frozen.
Jack Frost is a lucky boy.
Wait. Oh, no, that's Jack Skellington. Never mind. Different guy. But I was like, doesn't he already have some? Anyway.
All right, we're way off topic.
Way.
Are we? Yes. Sorry.
So after the first couple, so you actively sought out a second couple, yeah?
Yes.
Were you on RHP or was that
through Tinder
as well? Matchmaker.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Ooh.
All right.
Yeah. It's a bit more seedy, I think. I've come to realize.
Our guests can say that because our guests' thoughts and opinions are not our own.
They're their own. Everyone has an opinion.
That's right. That's
you're entitled
to it.
It's
just my experience at the time.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. So you went looking for another couple.
Yes.
And you went online to do so.
Mm-hmm.
What did you... How was it for you? Because this was your first time going into, you know, looking for a couple on a dating website after you've probably not been on many dating websites for a while.
No, that's right, yeah.
So then, you know, was it was it intimidating at all? Were you excited about it? How did that feel when you were going through setting things up and starting that conversation with people?
Yeah, well, I think on those sorts of websites that I was on, the ratio to women to men or couple to men, a couple on there with, a good-looking pair of people would just get 1,000 messages a day.
Right.
So having that realization, it wasn't that hard just to send messages out.
Yeah.
Because I didn't, it was like, they're probably just going to look at mine in a month's time and just flick through. And then when people started responding, then it was like, oh, my God, Like, yeah, I am hot. Yeah. And you get that bit of a boost for your self-confidence. You're like, okay.
Isn't it great?
Yeah, it's fantastic. So I started just messaging backwards and forwards. And even that's just a learn. I had to relearn that skill as well, mm-hmm. So, I was excited to go and look for couples. And I think the next couple after that, they were actually... they weren't after just like a manticore or a man. They were just looking for, actually it was a gangbang. So, and again, I just thought, well, hell, I've never done that before. Mm-hmm. That sounds like fun.
I love the expression because he's got this really sweet boyish charm when he goes, I've never done a gangbang before. I'll try that.
Yeah, why not?
You're talking back to the 15-year-old gentleman.
Yeah, oh, yes.
You see this 15-year-old gentleman?
Yeah. We're here.
Gotta fuck.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
Yeah, and then, that gangbang didn't turn into a gangbang. Nobody showed up.
That's called masturbation.
Yeah. I mean, with a couple. I was the only one. So we just had a threesome, but isn't life great? It's like,
this is first world.
Life is going well when you just world problems. Yeah. Exactly.
I was going to say first world swinger problems the gangbang kind of turned into a threesome, and we had to make do.
Nobody showed up.
So we just had a threesome. That was what it was.
I mean, you got to struggle through. The struggle is real, man. The struggle is real.
Sometimes you just got to settle.
Oh, wait, are you suggesting he did or that couple did?
I don't know the other couple, so I can't really say.
Oh, my God. Way to try to save that one.
But again, I had a great experience with them too, and I still see them now. So I've been seeing them for over 2 years now.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And again, it was, she's smoking hot for starters, but... He's lovely. They're both beautiful together. And again, I see their relationship and just think, wow, that's fantastic. And I'm drawn to that. And that's why I just keep going back to them.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Because they're like, you have to have that good social connection with them, with the other person. And when you don't, and I've had plenty of meetings where you don't, and you walk away and think, I'm just wasting my time. It was good, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like pizza. There's no such thing as bad pizza, but there is a good thing as good pizza.
I love it.
You know?
We have found my comic, like equal. This is great. He also steals my jokes, though, because that I say that. Anyway.
I digress. Yeah.
Yes.
So you mentioned the relationship that you like to have with a couple. Do you prefer to see couples repeatedly or more just like a one-off kind of thing?
No, repeatedly for sure. Okay. Yeah. The one-offs are good, but it's quick Tinder hookup. It's just it's a little thing that you do to, because you just need to...
It's release. Fast food, not
yeah,
a sit-down
fast.
Dinner.
Yeah, well, that's a great analogy. That's perfect. That's exactly what it is. But no, definitely... The ongoing relationship is much better. I mean, it's good personally, but also sexually as well. You need to find out how the other person works and find out what they like, what they don't like, and then also my own growth as well. So we can sort of push boundaries further and further and see where that ends up. So it's been good.
That's awesome. Yeah. And it's nice, like, we're happy we found you because of all of that. Ultimately, it comes down to having really, really good friends that you can both hang out with in a non-sexual way, and then also really, really good friends that you sometimes see naked.
Yeah, that's the pants off friend. I love that.
Because they're in our bed. Yeah. Yeah, it's pants on or pants off. And that's what's really nice about it is... I've talked to a few people recently who hear Pants Off and they're like, oh, you only see them.
Well, you fuck
and
buddies.
Yeah, that's all you are. I'm like, no. It's like, we're friends plus. You know, it's truly a friends with benefits kind of thing.
Yeah, that's right.
And I think, unfortunately, that's often delegated to singles. You know, singles have friends with benefits, and couples don't.
Sure.
And I think that's sort of a, you know, I don't understand why we all can't be friends with benefits.
Yeah, but I think it's once you've been exposed to that, it's sort of coming from the norm sort of world, you think that this would be a bizarre sort of thing. But then when you start exposing yourself to these experiences, it's not bizarre. You just think, well, why isn't everybody doing this?
Yeah.
Why wasn't I doing this 10 years ago? You know, like what's, you know? And that's sometimes something that just resonates in my head over and over again. Like, why didn't I start this earlier? Why was I so scared to start doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Because I always wanted to, truthfully. It was something that I'd wished that I had done earlier. And then now that I had the opportunity, I'm like, well, what's stopping me? Nothing.
That's awesome. You know? So did you research it any, or did you just sort of, like, all right, let's just jump in and navigate it?
Just jumped in and navigated as I went.
Has that burned you any?
Oh, I probably wouldn't have done a couple of things that I've done, but then...
Like what?
I was just about to say, do you care to elaborate?
No, well, it was more just so the people that I had slept with.
Mm.
It was... Mm. There were, I remember there was a couple that I didn't like them. I didn't like either of them, but I was having sex, so it was like, okay, cool. And looking back now, I just think, you know, I could have, you know, it's not what I'd like to do now.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? That's part of that, I suppose, that learning curve of, well, I like that, I don't like that, I like that, I don't like that. You know, like, just try it and see how it is. And what do you always say? Just because you tried something doesn't change who you are. It's just, okay, so I tried that. And I didn't like it, so we'll just bump that to the side and move on to something that we do like.
Yeah. But you have to try it twice to make sure that... no, wait, bear with me. We joke, but I think you always should try something twice. Because that I can think of a few things that I've tried, even sexually. And the first time I'm like, I don't know that that's for me.
Point.
And then the second time I'm like, holy shit, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the first time is always a little bit awkward.
Yeah, so I think you should... The second time lets you sort of know what to expect and be prepared for it.
Yeah, and again, that goes back to the question you asked me earlier of... Do I like repeat business or such?
Repeat.
But that's the thing, because the first time you're both sort of nervous, you don't, you know, obviously you want to do a good job and, you know, this, you know, and then the next time you can kind of relax and just and make more of a connection.
Were you nervous the first time we played?
We played the first time in the club, a little bit.
Oh, that doesn't count.
It sort of didn't count because it was, but the first time I came here, yeah. Shit, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Shit, yeah.
oh, shit, yeah.
Damn it, I'm not Scottish. What is it, Irish?
Irish.
Shit. It's falling apart.
Look, Irish is Scottish light, or Scottish is Irish light. I don't know. Depends on where you're from. If we have any listeners in Scotland or Ireland, holy awesome. That's amazing. Howdy, y'all. Okay, sorry. I lost my train of thought.
Ask Gowan.
We're talking about nerves.
We were?
Yeah, I don't think you had any reason to be nervous. I mean, you'd already seen us at the club. We'd already had drinks, so we knew socially you were all right.
No, but
you knew we were all right, I should say.
Could you tell I was nervous as hell when I met you two for drinks? But it was
you were
more
a little
like
nervous.
I hope they like me and I hope I like them.
I think that's good to be nervous about. And
yeah,
you were a little nervous. It was adorable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You went to the bathroom once and we talked about you really quickly.
Did I?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I was obviously good, so I mean, that worked out well.
You were all right. There was a minimum, and you just passed
just
that bar.
It in.
Like,
it was the jacket, wasn't it?
Well, it was the jacket. All right, anyway, sorry.
So when you're talking about, or I guess comparing dating single women versus dating a couple,
mm-hmm.
What are some of the differences that you found in trying to, I'm not going to say make the transition because you still, you know, date single women, but when you kind of started looking more towards couples, what were some of the differences, like, you know, as far as finding people and the contact with people?
I think contacting a couple was a bit more sparse. So it was, there wasn't as many couples as what there were single females on the site that I was on. But I suppose when dating the single girls that I did, I think I just got two bad ones. You know what I mean? It was like, and they were back to back, and I was like, you know what? I'd had the two great experiences with the couples, and at the same time, I'd had these two bad experiences with the single females, and I was like, you know what?
Yeah,
they were like clingy and needy and all of the things that I just was glad to be rid of. That's awesome. And then there were these other people that were just, it was purely just good times, and there was no other pressure. I didn't have to, you know, I don't have to ring you after I finish work and tell you I'm on my way home, and like there was none of that. But there was with the single, they wanted to know, you know, where you were, what you're doing, and so, well, leave me alone at work for a minute, you know what I mean? It was just so, I think I just got a bad group out of the bunch, and then I got the best, or got the good group out of the bunch on this side. So it was, you know what, couples is, I just prefer the dynamic and the relationship that I can have. Just suited me. It suits me really well.
That's good. Yeah, it's, and I understand. It's, we see that with other singles that we've met. It's that that they're looking to not have to constantly report in or wonder where somebody is. Mm-hmm. So
you want, and it's not through lack of caring. No. I care. I just don't.
That's not exactly what you need.
Yeah.
You want the intimacy, but you don't want to have to be like so committed and tied down and have to, like you said, have to tell someone every moment that you're doing something or if plans change or, I mean, if plans change involving them, it's good to tell them.
Please. Don't be a no-show.
But it is good to have that intimacy without having to, like, be quite so tied.
Yeah, and to be honest, it's the intimacy that makes me go back to a couple. Which is quite interesting that's what you said.
Yeah. Well, that is interesting. Wow, we can open a whole new bag of worms here now.
Lie back on the couch. now tell me about your mother.
Now, I want you to tell me about your mother. No, that is interesting. That you, I mean, which clearly you want it. You just don't want, you don't want to be oppressed by.
That's right. Yeah. That's exactly right. I think it's something that everybody needs.
So are you not looking at singles at all, or like now, if I'm not looking at singles
at all?
Interesting. So if you met a single lady and you're like, or a single guy, and you were like, oh hey, buddy, and you all really meshed, you had the same.
Yeah, if it was to happen like that, then that would be fine. But I'm not actively looking.
Oh, okay.
So knowing that this will always change based on circumstances and state of mind, but if you were to meet a single female and get along really well, and she was not into having an open relationship and wanted to be monogamous, at this point, what would you do?
He's made a face.
That would be a shame, but it would be an ideal because this is the lifestyle that I want to live.
But well,
even the ice is chilled by that.
And you know what? Like I think, you know, I'm always curious about. So how did your relationship start, or how did the couples that I see?
Mm-hmm.
The one question that I just really always want to know is how did that normal relationship, you know, the stereotypical relationship sort of go from that? How did it morph into? And I want to know that specifically so that when I do meet that female, I have an understanding of how I can make this happen.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? How can I steer that into something that I could show her as well, that this is fantastic?
Yeah.
You know, we can be this happy.
We can share this together.
Exactly. And I want to, like, that's the one question I always want to know is how do I turn that normal relationship into this magnificent thing that I've now found?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's, I can't see why everyone just can't do it.
Yeah. Us neither.
Yeah.
I mean, I respect people who can't, but still, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then it's another question of, well, have you tried that?
Oh, good.
You know what I mean?
And yeah. Was the first time
No,
bad.
We just know that's not right.
Yeah.
Well, how do you know? You haven't even... How can you comment?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't even know. Mm. Try it and then say, no, that's not for me. But I reckon it'd be for a lot of people.
That devilish grin.
Yeah.
So how would you... compare the or describe the, I'm going to say the courting period where you're communicating with someone online, and before you meet them in person, like how do you play that? Do you talk a lot? Do you send pictures? Do you want to meet earlier, later? You know, like how does that process look to you?
Well, I think it's changed as well over time because in the beginning it was I wanted to get to know them first via texting or Kick or through the website, but now I'd rather get a little bit of a conversation going on via text and see what sort of what level we're at and have a bit of a chat to get a little bit of an understanding of who somebody is. I mean, it's hard, isn't it? What do you?
Yeah.
But then, see, actually, you guys were the only guys that I actually went and met beforehand.
Dum dum dum.
Yeah, but no, but that was really good, because I was a less nervous, but like after I'd met you, but it just built that attraction as well, and you know that was really good, and that's how now again you know you take notes as you go along. Well, that's what I want to do. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, but the only constant is change.
That's true.
But I mean, you still have to be open to learning.
Yeah, I know. But by taking notes, I don't know. It's. Every relationship is different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even with us talking about the structure of every relationship, people's relationships are different. So it's that's complex. Keep taking notes, though. I mean, at some point, we'll create a whole database.
Yeah. Like Barney's handbook.
Yeah, exactly. Only not douchey. excuse me. Sorry. Go ahead.
So it was the talk between the couples in the initial sort of meeting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's mostly just done, obviously, just via text. I don't think I've showed up to a lot of people's houses with I haven't even spoken to them on the phone. People don't really want to speak to you on the phone.
Yeah. No.
Sending pictures and that, yeah. Face pics are important, obviously, because you want to make sure that you're showing up to what you think you're showing up to, or
face pics holding up today's newspaper.
Yeah. Like a ransom photo.
Yeah, exactly. Proof of life.
It is funny though, because I have a confidant, a mate of mine, and whenever I go to someone's house, I just send him the address. And as soon as he gets, because you know, if something happens to me, man, this is where I was. Okay.
I was just gonna ask that as well.
Yeah.
Because I always do the same thing when I was traveling around the U.S. and whoring around the U.S. From Grindr, you know, I'd be in a hotel, random hotel, Grindr, and if I was gonna meet somebody somewhere or in another hotel room or whatever, I would always write the whatever Grindr username they had. Yeah.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Whatever name they had given me and where the address was or the room number. And then I would leave the, go play, and then come back to the room and throw that away.
So, just in case,
because the first place the police are going to look is my room. And if they see a name and like a,
right there,
that's the start of a really good, like CSI or whatever.
The man from Grindr. Grindr man. I knew the Grindr man.
God damn it. That's how I'd be credited as well. Aren't you Grindr man? No, I'm Scruff Dude. Boy ahoy!
There's a guy out there somewhere that gets a text every now and then, and it's just an address, and he goes, "That dirty bastard."
Oh, that's great.
And he knows he's going to get a good story tomorrow.
Awesome. Yeah. But safety first.
Safety first.
Well, so does your friend know that you're seeing couples?
Yes.
And what's his opinion? Her opinion?
His opinion. He loves it.
Okay.
He's just like, oh man, that's great. Because I've always been a little bit of on the wilder, kinkier side. And he likes that. Yeah. Well, but yeah, you know, like he's like, man, just go for it. And again, but it comes down to because I'm happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it just comes off me now. So he sees that. So whatever I'm doing, man, it's working. Go for it. Live your life.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's the kind of friends people should be of swingers as well. I mean, it's nice to have that support and non-judgmentalhood.
And you don't have to be a swinger yourself.
No.
But, you know, we all make decisions in life and pursue things that others may not understand. Mm. We're not going to understand everything they do either. That's okay. Yeah. Doesn't mean we can't be friends.
And that is probably the core of what attracts me to it all, is people are just so nice.
Yeah.
And that's the vast majority, you're right.
And they are positive. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I've had a good experience the whole way through, but most of the people that I've met have all been positive outlook and the kind of people that I want to be around.
I would say maybe 1% of the people we've ran into or met in the lifestyle are people that we were like, I don't really like you. And I would say somewhere closer to 2/3 of the people are people we would be like, oh, if we wanted, we'd be happy to be friends with you on a normal kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it's like this, it's the same thing when you go you go down to a nudist beach. When you go to a normal beach and you camp up next to somebody, they don't look at you, they don't say hello, they don't socialize with you in any form. But you go down to nudist beach and you lay your tan down, take your gear off. Oh, hey, how you going? Yeah, good, mate. So where are you from? And you just strike up a conversation. Yeah. It's the oddest thing.
It breaks that barrier, though.
There is no, yeah.
Yeah.
So it breaks the barrier that's not there anymore.
And it also refines the tribe. So you've told us that before, and I love that analogy, and I've actually used it with people, other people. But, you know, it got me thinking about it. It's like, why is that? Why are we more comfortable? And I think, yes, it removes a boundary, but, you know, humans, we're all looking to be a part of a tribe. So if you go to the beach, you're part of the beach tribe. But then if you go to the nudist beach, that's a much smaller tribe. So that's somebody that you already have, you know, two things in common with.
Yeah.
You know, you're naked and you're at the beach. So that sort of, I think, makes that bridge or that
but
gap.
But it's also that like-mindedness.
Yeah, exactly.
Well.
So we're refining that. Yeah. We already like these two things, so I bet we like other things. So we're more open to put ourselves out there and say, hi, how you going?
That's a very good observation, I think. Yeah.
I have one or two.
Yeah.
I'm off alcohol. I'm now on Sprite.
Okay.
That doesn't look like Sprite.
I drank a lot of bourbon. It is. It's bitters in it.
Oh.
I mean, I have to have a little alcohol.
So is there anything that you want couples to know from your perspective about looking for single guys, how to approach them, meeting up?
I think just approaching a single guy, I suppose, just don't be forceful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just I suppose what is it? You know, be kind or be nice to other people. I know sometimes I'm there for a piece of meat. I get that, but I'm not a piece of meat. You know, I don't need to be treated like that during the conversation. You treat me like that, in the bedroom, that's fine.
Do you think that's because of the prevalence of single guys that are out there? There seem to be a lot more men are like, oh, I want to have sex, than there are single women. Do you think that's...
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. That can... You can get, I suppose, because, yeah, just sheer numbers. There's a heap of guys and a heap of time wasters and a heap of people that get that let other people down or that are disappointed or, you know.
So it's easier for couples to sort of become...
It's just another single guy.
Blase, yeah, exactly. Blase, yeah.
And I get that, and I hate that there are so many people that waste other people's times. It's ridiculous.
It reminds me of something that I was taught when I first started working at Disney World. And then a manager said to me, every day, 1,000 people are going to come up to you and say, where's the bathroom? And what you need to remember is, although you've heard it 1,000 times, it's the first time that they've heard it.
Yeah.
Or they've asked it, I should say. Yeah, yeah. So treat them like it's their first time, not like it's your 1,000th. And I think for, you know, couples, it's easy to get into that mindset of, oh my God, it's another guy, it's another guy, it's another guy.
Yeah.
But we also need to be cognizant that, you know, you're people too.
But I get the frustration because, I mean, going back to the first contact, the first contact is a cheesy, what do you say? You know, like it's a cheesy, hi, I'm a gentleman. I like your profile. That's just a generic thing. Yeah, because we all don't know how to start that conversation. That's it. So it's that first message back. If you get a message back at all, then it's trying to nut out. Okay, sometimes it might be sharp, short, and sweet, or it might be a little bit lengthier. And a little bit lengthier is probably better because you get that little bit of what their style is and, you know, and a bit of a feel for the couple. But, sometimes if it's short and sweet, then you've got to sort of understand, like you're saying, like, well, this is their first time meeting me.
Yeah.
Amongst all the thousands of, you know, no-shows or people just that I have wasted their time and pissed them off in the past. So then you try to start that conversation. So,
How frequently do you get approached by couples? Versus you approaching a couple?
Yeah, probably. I suppose in a week you get one or two. But they're not always a good match, I don't think, you know. Or from out of town, it's like, well, when am I going to see you? Or from, you know, 2 hours away, 3 hours away, it's like, well, okay, thank you, I'm flattered, but...
Effort.
Yeah, I'm not driving 3 hours.
Yeah, no.
God damn.
He's not that desperate.
I know, right? Yeah. I was thinking the same thing. People have it easy.
Oh, dry. I mean, you know, within an hour is good. I mean, you go down south to Wollongong or something, you know, from Sydney. That's an okay drive. Or out to Penrith.
If we lived in Chatswood, he'd be around. Or if we lived in, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
can't go too far away.
Yeah, and don't forget.
Glad we don't live in Parramatta.
And don't forget, as a single guy, you're going home most of the time. So, like, if you stop playing at 12 or 1 o'clock in the morning, it's another hour to get home.
That's a fair point. Like, yeah.
Poor thing.
You know what I mean? And you're not going to say, hey, listen, sorry, guys, but I've got to be home early.
I got school tomorrow.
Which you do have to be home early, but...
Because I got work tomorrow.
So what about keeping a manticore around? What's your advice to couples on that? Because you've been with your first couple now for almost 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
What do they do? Like, what is it that you look for to stick around? What would you tell couples to do?
I think, like, again, with anything, communication is key, isn't it? Like, we talk a lot about what we want to do, our fantasies together, and what they want to do and what they want to try, and that's good. But again, it's not the smothering kind of type of communication, but it is constant communication.
We were very happy from the beginning that you wanted to have a kick group, because you know, we've said that before. There's something nice about having all three of us in the conversation, even if it's just you and I chatting, or you and her chatting, or occasionally the two of us.
Yeah,
it's still nice that we're included, kind of thing.
Yeah, and then that way I don't feel like I'm chatting to you, yes, Redford. And then when I come over, I'll see Angela as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It is, and that's always tough. And we've got a few couples that are like that. And
you talk to one and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in saying that, the couple that I've seen for 2.5 years or 2 years now, I only speak to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then every now and then... when they're together, we do like three-way FaceTime and that. We do. Mm-hmm. We've done that a couple of times. And that was really good. And I really enjoyed doing that because... I'm not just catching up with him, I'm catching up with them, right, and I'm in it for the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so going back a couple of steps, when you were talking about reading profiles and sending people, it made me think C from Swinging Down Under,
mm-hmm,
I think one of their early podcasts, she talked about how she would write out these, she would read people's profiles and write out these really well thought out, you know, hot hello messages.
Long messages.
Yeah. And then get back one sentence. You know, it's like, good, you know, this whole big paragraph, and then the response is, good, thanks, how was your weekend? Something like that.
Yeah.
But and you made me think of that, just like...
Yeah, and I have sent a few of those long-winded, you know, messages.
Uh-huh. How's your response rate?
Oh, no, but the long-winded ones, not great. It is funny. It's weird. Because they're the ones you just put the most effort into. Because you're really keen. You're like, oh, these
people are beautiful. People,
yeah, they're beautiful. God damn it. I could have just said, hi there.
Fuck, it's always the pretty
messages.
Ones.
I hate those messages. They just pop up and say, hi there. And you're like, go away.
Yeah.
Like, and it's weird because I don't want others to be selective of what I've written them. But when I get a shit message, like, what? It's like, oh, go away. You didn't put in any effort at all.
Oh, wow. I know because I spent 3 seconds. I could have sent 12 messages out in those 3 seconds.
The largest net catches the most fish. Is that what it is? Yeah.
Well, there's people out there. I'm one of those that have answered to a hey intro.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you're just like, I'm fucking desperate and you're really cute. So.
Oh, and can I say... not fake photos, but like old photos on your profile, get rid of them. You're setting an expectation for somebody to show up to this.
Or worse, it's clearly 1988 in that picture.
And I went on one date, and it was a thing off Tinder. Met this girl at the pub. She sent me, I sent her my number. She was sending me photos of herself, and you know, oh yeah, she's quite nice. Yeah, I'll go have a dinner with her. Went out to dinner and this lady came up to me and said, oh, are you the gentleman? And I went, oh, sorry, who are you?
Oh, God.
And she goes, oh, yeah, I'm your dad. I was like, oh, okay, great. Fuck, like, it was taken 30 years ago, you know. It was like, well, you've set an expectation. And when I show up in real life and see that that's... not you, I'm just going to be bitterly disappointed.
That's why you always ask for a photo, like
which is the learning curve.
If they're holding up a newspaper that says the Berlin Wall just fell down, you know, it's like, whoa. That's like 30 years old.
Yeah. Such a coincidence they had that.
I was going to say, why would they have had that photo then?
That's great. One of the things that you said earlier, talking about communicating with couples, you said you like to talk about fantasies and things that you guys want to do together. I'm putting you on the spot. Are there any fantasies that you have that you would like to do with a couple that you haven't, or that you have and just really enjoyed and want to enjoy again?
Well, I've had a little bit of like getting tied down, and the other night at the club on the, what's it called?
St. Andrew's Cross.
Mm-hmm. I've never done that before, and that was amazing, you know, and I think I wanted to try more of that. Getting tied down, I want to get tied down.
Mm.
Yeah.
She's really good with that. Yeah. She's a harsh mistress.
I'm just getting these predator eyes at the moment. She's going to go into cloaking mode.
Finish him.
I was going to say, I think we've got an S back there and a few implements for impact play.
That S
and we can also tie you down to that. Where you, mm-hmm. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, that's the next thing that I want to try.
All right, we need to wrap this up.
Hey, we're done.
No. Send help.
Ooh, and cookies. What? If they're going to come for help, they might as well bring cookies.
Well, they might as well bring cookies.
Love it.
So like when we first met and we met at, where did we meet? Do you want to tell that story?
Oh, we met at
our secret spot. That's true.
At the pendulum party.
I was going to say, but our secret spot doesn't allow single men. How did you get in? And explain that again.
Because I'm cute.
So, so we met at the pendulum party. And I'll say as well, one of the things, of course, in order for single guys to get into the pendulum party, they have to email Lawrence a picture and maybe a little bit of information about themselves. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, and then he forwards it to me. And
I remember calling Lawrence on the number, because like, I saw it on Red Hot Pie. And I thought, oh, yeah, that's... That looks fun. I'll try that. No, I ran the guy. And that's actually, it was at a point where I just sort of started into my bisexual experience. You know, I'd only had a little bit of a taste, so to speak, you know.
There's a pun there.
Yeah.
Sorry.
What is it? No. You can show me later. And so I rang Lawrence and I remember talking to him and I was so nervous ringing him just, you know, to be in another space with other bisexual people, you know what I mean? It was so exciting just to ring him and then, yeah, go through the vetting process, send him a few pictures and a little bit of experience of what I'd done and if I'd been to the club before, if I'd been to other parties, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he forwards those to, or for Pendulum, he forwards those to me.
Yeah, to you.
Us. But I remember seeing that your picture, and I was like, ooh, yes, he's a yes. Yeah.
And I was like, that was one of those that we woke up to first thing in the morning when you're kind of just lazily going through your phone. And we had this email, and I remember Mr. Adam was like, ooh, yes. And I was like, well, I want to see. Show me.
Like, shut up. I'm texting Lawrence.
Yeah, he was like, immediately, no discussion.
Yeah, and then then you stared at him for a while. You. Your pictures of you, I should say.
Mrs. Adams stared at the gentleman
for a while. I'm so confused.
Yes.
All these pseudonyms. So just as a reminder, the next pendulum party is November 24th.
So great. Nice.
Yeah, so that's that's a ways away, but it's going to be here before you know it. Mm-hmm. So
looking forward to that.
Betcha. Yeah. We're going to show that club a thing or two. So November 24th.
Show up early. It was the best experience. Or on time. Not early. Let's get that straight.
Well, but you were right on time.
I was on time.
I think the party starts at 8:30. You were there at 8:31.
Yeah, well, didn't want to be that too early.
1 minute is your...
Got a lot of sweat it out.
That's your fashionably late.
My watch was 2 minutes fast, okay?
I'm not wasting my time or yours.
I appreciate that.
No, I thought it was great.
But
yeah.
You know what? I think it set up the great experience that I had because I got to go in there and I talked with you guys a lot. And it was like a nervous excitement, but more excitement than nervous.
Had you had any drinks before?
Yes. Yeah, I had one drink. I had a Gentleman Jack and Coke.
How ironic. I wonder where you got your name. It's not because you're a nice guy. It's because you're an alcoholic. With good taste.
That's right. That was really good. And also having other couples and singles sort of come in and I could say hello to them at the door, it really broke that ice for me because I'm not always an outgoing person. I try to be when I can, but... You know, sometimes you get nervous and that was really good because I could walk up and say, oh, hey, I saw you guys before. How are you going? You know, and that was such a good thing just to get there and see everyone filter in and get to know you guys a little bit. It was the best thing to do.
So it sounds like you were a little bit out of your comfort zone, probably in the party itself with the bisexuality side, but then also out of your comfort zone in talking to people and approaching people person.
Yeah. And... obviously, people who are in the lifestyle, so to speak, you know. That was my first sort of group meeting with really like-minded people.
That's cool, yeah.
Yeah.
Good, yay. I mean, you know, we're always excited and worried. I'm worried. Mm-hmm. She's excited. I'm worried. About the experience that people have, specifically the pendulum party.
Mm-hmm.
But anytime, you know, we're doing anything, it's nice to have that... confirmation, I guess, that we're doing something right.
And it's also good with the pendulum party. You know, we try to reach out to people, you know, people who are bisexual and, you know, pretty sure of where they are, but then also to people who are questioning and they don't know and they want to explore a little bit and try and bring them in and help them, you know, to do that in just a safe and fun place.
Yeah. And it was really, I didn't feel at any point that I had to be shy of who I really was at any point. And it was just, that was really good.
Was that also your first time to OSS?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Yeah. So there was that added excitement as well. I'd never been to a swingers club before, not just OSS, but to any. So I was like, I wonder what this is going to be like, you know. And it's hard not to, I mean, it's hard to form, I suppose, an expectation for it because I've never experienced anything like that before. But then you do sort of set a little bit of a, oh, yeah, well, I'm going to get laid and it's going to be fun, you know. But, I mean, that happened anyway, but...
I was going to say, did you get laid?
Several times.
And did you have fun?
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, it was... I set a little bit of a bar for myself for that night, and it was just so fantastic. It was a fantastic night.
What challenge did you, you know, lay upon yourself?
Well, I suppose in the beginning it was just to be, well... have lots of sex, I suppose. That was, you know.
I love that.
I mean, really, you go there and that's what you...
Yeah.
That's what you've always heard that goes on and, you know, that's... Mm-hmm. Having no idea before, that's, you know, it's just what you expect. Mm-hmm. But then going there, I didn't expect just to be, okay, let's fuck. It was fantastic just to chat and talk and flirt and...
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was that's excellent. Good. Yeah.
Cool. Good. I'm glad you had a good experience. We were glad you were there. We're still glad you... came. See what I
said. Your watch must be set far.
Oh man, I see what you did. So that's called a throwback in comedy. That's all right. So do you have a question of the week?
No, I didn't even think to go.
Do you have
look.
A question?
A question of the week.
Because if not, we can do a sexy secret.
Ooh. Okay, let's go for the sexy secret.
You have to come up with the sexy secret. You have to tell. I'm making up this as I go along. You have to give us a sexy secret about yourself, or a secret that people might think is sexy.
Ooh. Okay. All right. It's a secret, so don't tell anybody. All right.
Right. It's just between us,
okay,
guys.
Good. When we were talking about the what other things do we want to try and do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The strap on is one thing that I want to do.
You want to wear a strap on?
No. No.
Like
no.
A unicorn?
Oh, my head.
He's head buttons. Yeah.
Want to go for a mustache ride? No. How about an eyebrow ride?
They're not that bad, are they?
Oh, you mean on the pegging end?
On the pegging end, yeah. Yeah.
I can make I've done this happen.
That. You've never done times. That? Oh, you have? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With one person, that's it.
All right.
Mm.
We can help make that happen.
Dum, dum, dum.
Dum, dum, dum.
Challenge accepted.
So what's your sexy secret?
Oh, mine?
Yeah.
I really didn't think about this. Ooh, this entire podcast, I'm using a butt plug.
Wow, that was a sexy secret. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Because I'm still got my jeans on.
It's kind of sexy.
It's which is also why I'm sitting at a lean the other day. Or on my leg. Because the one time I put my leg down, I was like, woohoo! Yeah. Sorry. What's your sexy secret?
My sexy secret is what we're going to do to the gentleman after the podcast.
we're going to have to do a podcast about your sexy secret.
Do we need to have the microphone going while it happens?
Oh! We may get the portable mic and stick it in places.
That'll be in the special features edition. And you can purchase that for $5.99.
I love this idea. We also have, for an extra $2, you can get director's commentary.
Fuck me, Anna!
That makes me the director. We set up these beautiful vision scenes for people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that's your sexy
It'll
secret.
Be a visionary masterpiece.
Wow. Thank you. I am an artiste. Yeah, so if we did a shit job interviewing you and people wanted to ask you their own questions, do you want us to have them contact us and then send it on to you?
That would be fantastic. Thank you.
We can do that, unless you want to broadcast yourself out there. He is ours. She will cut you.
Bradford doesn't share very well.
Cut you.
I think she's going to cut me.
Only once you're strapped down. You better have texted your friend where you are not. Because if you didn't, you ain't making it home.
Oh, damn, he's on holidays. I'm screwed.
That means we got longer to play. We're going to get angry.
Can you squeal like a pig, boy?
We're going to get angry emails from rednecks. Well, I killed the podcast just with the word, word redneck? Anyway.
That's not what I expected you to say.
Oh, what did you expect me to say?
Southerners.
Oh.
Oh. There's a difference?
Well, yeah.
Yes.
Oh! I do declare! I was born into a redneck family, but I seceded.
I've ascended.
That's right. I didn't abstain.
Awesome. So, yeah, if you have any questions for the gentleman or any comments, anything, you can send them to us and we will forward on.
Oh, I thought you were going to actually for once.
No, I'm leaving that for you.
Great.
I don't want to take the fun away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. So we're all going to go get naked. Mm-hmm. You guys can imagine that. Ow, that was my knee. You guys can imagine that. You know, maybe we'll turn the microphone on. Kidding.
We'll give you a sneak peek at some point.
Yeah, so thanks for listening, and thanks for being on the podcast.
Yeah.
You're welcome, thank you.
And thanks for letting us, you know, create Angela's sexy secret. so if you want to contact him, contact us. We are theatomsoflove@gmail.com. You can follow us on the Twitterverse @ByTheByPodcast. We're also on the Facebooks @ByTheByPodcast or /ByTheByPodcast or just search ByTheByPodcast. And on the interwebs, www.bythebye.com.au.
Yeah, thanks for joining us this week, and we'll talk to you next.
Awesome. Bye.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's JUVEDERM.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's JUVEDERM.com.